This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Seven after the hour, you're listening to the rabbi of the day, Rabbi Doug Steffen. Actually, getting through the Jewish holidays, a lot of my Jewish friends have called me a rabbi because I'm a leader. They like rabbis who are leaders. So, and there are now rabbis who are women. So, Victoria, you can be Rabbi Victoria. Kara can be Rabbi Kara here for inspiration and chatter. I was actually reading something that I thought I would share with you. That came from a rabbi that I have great regard for, as a lot of my friends, seriously, this weekend was a very high holy time for those in the Jewish faith. So there were a lot of things that came to prominence over the weekend that would be worthy of a little bit of time, not get lost in this stuff like sometimes I do. Now, this particular rabbi has a column in the local newspaper. And he asks for questions. There are columns in the paper for a minister, a priest, a rabbi, and a an imam, right? Isn't that what they call them?
Mm-hmm.
Muslim? Yeah, okay. So this happened because it was the Jewish New Year. I think that's what Rosh Hashanah is, isn't it? The New Year. Yeah, it's Jewish New Year.
Yom Kippur was the New Year that just happened.
Yes, yeah. Okay.
Rosh Hashanah was before that.
Yes, it's 1 week and then another week. And So this is a very holy day. So this person writes to the rabbi, I consider myself a fundamental Christian, and I fear Muslims coming to America. This is a Christian asking a rabbi. This guy's got a great reputation, so a lot of people. This is the best of what religion has to offer. When people of different faiths sort of come together and share ideas. And that's what these columns do. A lot of people, different religions, I think it's a stroke of genius, actually. I'd like to see more of it. So anyway, this Christian writes to the rabbi and says, is Islam compatible with American values and American practiced religions? The rabbi responds, if by Islam you mean fundamentalist Islam, the answer is no. Fundamentalisms of any stripe, including your own religion, are incompatible with core American values such as freedom of thought, freedom of speech, freedom of assembly, freedom of the press, freedom of and from religion, universal suffrage, equality under the law without regard to race, color, ethnicity, religion, gender, sexual orientation, marital status, familial status, pregnancy, national origin, age, and so on. Only those branches of a religion that consciously embrace American values are compatible with American values. I understand why you might fear fundamentalist Islam. I hope you can understand why I might fear your fundamentalist Christianity as well.
Good answer. Interesting.
That was pretty provocative, frankly.
Yeah, yeah.
And worthy of attention. So, as I think about that, I actually came across the Golden Rule. And this is something, I don't know why my reading last night brought me around to this, but I think that it's also worth a moment of our time thinking about, because I'm not a religionist, but I do love studying religion. I love studying humanity. I love understanding political thinking. I was at a political rally last night before we went to dinner. And it became a civics lesson. It was held at the church. I live in a really pretty, not isolated, but a rural area of this part of the state. Even though it's a suburban town, I have in this corner a farm, and so there are a lot of old things. There's an old schoolhouse that was converted into a Quaker meeting house. I've told you about that because you're a Quaker, Victoria.
Mm-hmm.
And so they invited a lot of the people that live in town to come and have a political rally, not aimed at any one person, but understanding how the system works. Because a lot of people aren't even studying this sort of thing in school anymore. And the person who came up with the idea was a high school senior. So the place was packed, and there was more discussion about the importance of understanding civics, understanding how the community works, understanding why you vote, what you're voting for, not who. It wasn't a rah-rah, support this candidate, or rah-rah, support that candidate. No, it became a discussion, an intellectually challenging discussion. I didn't have time to stay for the whole thing, but it was what I heard was really good.
I wish we had that on a larger scale.
I do, too.
That's what we're missing. We're so missing that in this country. It's a shame.
We're missing respect. You know, there's a... Yeah. In order for people... This kid was someone who led the evening off by talking about how young people are supposed to learn about... Now, remember, this is a Quaker meeting house, and this kid's a Quaker. So he's talking about peacemaking... and the underlying values that he's been taught in the church about respect and relationships, responsibility, reverence, and those, he said, are the four R's. Remember, well, you don't remember this, but when I was a kid, the four R's were reading, writing, arithmetic, and what was the fourth one? Reading and writing and arithmetic.
Except that arithmetic isn't a word, but
I know.
Okay.
Well, but that, yeah, but that was the whole idea.
Right.
So this kid was talking about some of the experience that he's had in school. There's apparently a Navajo family that's moved into Framingham, and this kid's in school with one of the students there, and the Navajo, this Navajo boy who's a junior in high school, is being taught by his parents about character and resilience. That's because they feel, the Navajos, that they're so unique or so different in a circumstance like this that they could face a lot of discrimination and injustice, this kid was explaining. Mm-hmm. And so he and some of his friends have gotten together to learn through the Quaker teachings about how to settle conflicts, how to conduct peacemaking sessions, in a sense, because they don't like... Now, imagine what that day would be like after the shooting in Las Vegas. What a day of discussion about something like that. Things that are practiced in the Navajo tradition and most of the Native American traditions... This is what's taught in the Quaker church is very similar to what's taught by them, the peacemaking, how to effectively make peace. And that's where their four R's come from: relationship, responsibility, reverence, and respect. So isn't that interesting that that would come out of a discussion that started? The kid said, actually, that it started on the school bus.
discussion. Great.
Yeah. So, for those of you who get down when you hear from the GD news media all the negative, horrible stuff, and, you know, once in a while, I guess we go down that path because that seems to be what's on everybody's mind. But it really isn't what's on everybody's mind. That's the thing. And the younger you are, this is what gives me, I'm not a big fan of a lot of the millennials, no offense, Kara, but I think the younger, the next generation, this group of kids that's in high school and maybe in going on into college, they're seeing the stains that come. And one, this fellow said that he lives, his grandmother, the family all lives together. His grandmother lives with them, one of the sisters, and his parents and his two siblings. And they talk, they do community service all the time in their family. And that their father says treats them or teaches them how to treat people with more kindness and respect. So I bring this because I thought it was fascinating that it was part of a discussion about that started around politics and what's going on in our town and became so much more expansive than that. Mm. And so then I came upon the Golden Rule as it is applied by pretty much every major religion. The Buddhists read on the Golden Rule, hurt not others with that which pains yourself. That's a translation from the Buddhist, what the equivalent of the Buddhist Bible is. In Christianity, we know always treat others as you would like them to treat you. Confucianism, do not unto others what you would not they should do unto you. Hinduism, This is the sum of duty. Do not do anything to others which, if done to you, would cause you pain. Again, these are all taken from religious readings and writings of the leaders of these various religions. Islam teaches, no one of you is a believer until he loves for his brother what he loves for himself. It's not what you typically hear from people about Islam. Judaism.
That's the extremist, but
well,
yeah, right.
What is hurtful to yourself, do not do to your fellow man. That is the whole of the Torah, and the remainder is but commentary. I thought that was very interesting. In the Sikh religion, those are the ones that wear the turbans and have beards. They're Muslims do not wear turbans. Sikhs do wear turbans, for those of you who don't know. As you deem yourself, so deem others. Then you will become a partner in partner to heaven. And the Taoists write, regard your neighbor's loss as your own. So those are all sort of the major religions in their read on the Golden Rule, which I thought
Isn't it amazing how similar they all are?
Yeah, exactly.
Even though we like to believe my religion's better than that religion, and you can, you know, people try to justify all the time why they're better and smarter and know more than somebody else of a different religion, and you just read pretty much the ethos of every one of those major religions, and it's all the same.
Yep, it is. Those of you who think you're better than somebody else, I suggest you look in the mirror. Time for an important message from MyPillow. If you're having a hard time tossing and turning when you're in bed at night and you're looking for new pillows, you all know the story of MyPillow. You all know how great they are. Patented adjustable fill. MyPillow stays cool and in place all night long. So, MyPillow sells itself. Here's a special offer for you from me. Four pillows for the price of one from MyPillow. You heard me right. One pillow you pay for, you get three more free. Two premium pillows, two go-anywhere pillows. Low price for one, don't pay for the other three. Make sure you use the promo code DS when you call 800-716-5989. One pillow you pay for, three you get free. 800-716-5989 or go to MyPillow.com. That's MyPillow.com. Remember, use the promo code DS.
Staples has everything you need to keep your office humming for less, so you can run your business with confidence. The confidence that you can afford to replace that old printer that makes more noise than copies. The confidence to generate bold new ideas and the toner to put them on paper. The confidence to print a proposal that looks as crisp as your suit. Everything your business needs for less at Staples. And now buy two reams of Staples brand paper and get one free. Staples. It's pro time. Select SKUs. In-store only. Plus tax where applicable. Expires 10/7/17.
What if job searching could be easy? Like, what if you could search for a job, research the company, and apply all on the same site? You can do that on Glassdoor. Want to know what a job pays before you apply? Want a job with a shorter commute? You can find that on Glassdoor. What about insider info from actual employees? Yep, you can find that on Glassdoor too. Plus, interview questions, CEO ratings, all on one site. So go to Glassdoor.com or download the app today. Glassdoor. Find the job that fits your life.
Have you ever tried to plan a vacation and the hotel costs, airfare, and pet sitter all add up to one big never mind? Well, it's time to embrace the adventure and go RVing instead. GoRVing.com is your one-stop shop for all things RV camping. Browse the different types of RVs, find a rental agent or dealer near you, and compare the costs. Explore more than 16,000 RV parks and campgrounds nationwide, and even plan your menus for the trip. Find out what you've been missing at GoRVing.com. That's GoRVing.com.
Introducing the Craftsman Bolt-On Reciprocating Saw. This saw attachment comes with a 6-inch general-purpose blade and delivers enough power to cut through a variety of materials like drywall, PVC, and even small tree branches. The reciprocating saw attachment transforms the bolt-on base into a portable and versatile cutting beast. Tool-free blade changes make switching out accessory blades easier than ever. Construct your Craftsman Bolt-On system today. Craftsman, made to make. Available at Craftsman.com, Sears, Sears.com, Sears Hometown, and Sears Hardware Stores.
Kiss your credit card debt goodbye. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
If you're a sleep apnea sufferer who's on the go, go to your phone and call right now to try the world's first portable mini CPAP device, absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, an engineering marvel that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. Its unique design is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. No more dragging around a big, bulky CPAP. Even better, now you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights by calling minicpap.com, 1-800-962-4276. Transcend is FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. You can also add a battery pack that's as tiny as a deck of cards. So now you can enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. But don't wait. To receive your 10-night in-home trial, call minicpap.com now. 1-800-962-4276. That's 1-800-962-4276.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.
Stuff time at 23 after the hour in the DJV experience. I'm finding myself attracted more and more to Luke Bryan because he is a farm kid, sings about farming, American agriculture. Matter of fact, he's doing a tour now of farm states, farm cities, farm communities. And so he's a lot on my mind, and he does the theme for our podcast, American Family Farmer. If you want to find out about food and farming every week, you can go to blogtalkradio.com/American Family Farmer. In the meantime, he's going to be on a lot of people's minds because he signed on to be a judge on American Idol. So they have now Luke Bryan, they have Katy Perry, they've also signed Lionel Richie to be the third judge. Is that, they only have three judges, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. So, Bryan.
That's a good mix. That's a really good mix.
It is a good mix. Yeah, right.
And Katy Perry doesn't play well with others, especially women, so it's good that she's the only girl so she can kind of be the center of attention.
Meredith went to a Katy Perry concert on Friday night.
Really? Why?
Yeah. She has a bunch of friends who are gay guys, and they love Katy Perry, apparently.
Oh, so, boy.
And she said it was, you know, she's not a Katy Perry fan.
Yeah.
Not from her wheelhouse, but it was just interesting to see who was in the audience. I think much of anything else. So, I got Katy Perry, Lionel Richie, and Luke Bryan with Ryan Seacrest. So, how do they mix Georgia boy Ryan Seacrest mixed well with Luke because he's from Georgia as well? I don't know. Yeah, you said Katy Perry doesn't mix well with anybody, so I'm guessing.
No.
But she's the only female, and then there's the boys.
I predict that Katy and Luke will be fine, but I predict that she's going to be really annoying and Lionel Richie will call her out on it.
Really?
Because Lionel Richie is the real deal, you know? I mean, he's incredibly talented. He's the legend there. And, you know, I just don't know. I just have a weird feeling that he and Katy are going to clash.
Yeah. I don't get Katy Perry at all, but then
me neither.
She's not marketing to me. But she is marketing to you. What do you think of Katy Perry, Kara?
Well, as far as her music goes, most of it's fine. Her last album was really not a fan of. This is the only song off of the album that I actually liked. I think she tried to go down some weird route that I didn't really understand. But I like a lot of her old hits. But personality-wise, it seems very phony
to me.
Something
very off-putting about her.
Yeah, a lot of people think that she's very sweet and honest and nice. But whenever I hear her talk, she always has this weird accent on. I don't know. It's this weird mix of, like, British and something else that doesn't seem natural. I don't know, so it seems very phony and unreal.
All right, next up on the musical circuit, Kris Kristofferson. There's a concert film Willie and Chris reuniting on his Sunday morning coming down concert. The life and songs of Kris Kristofferson, All-Star Connection Celebration. Nice. God, listen to Willie. The two of them. So I have one more phone to serve. The show will be released as a concert album and a film October 27th. Country Music Time. Country Music Television airing the full show at night, 10 p.m. Eastern. Trailer for the concert.
It's kind of late, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does.
To air a Kris Kristofferson concert?
Yeah.
Starting at 10 p.m.? That seems
most
weird.
Most of the people who like him are in bed at 10 o'clock.
Well, I mean, I didn't want to say it, but...
Oh, well, thank you. Kristofferson, hey, what can you tell me? He's 86 or something?
81.
81.
81.
Yep. It's a trailer now that's floating around showing Nelson and Kristofferson trading verses during the hangover hymn Sunday morning, and the beer I had for breakfast wasn't so bad. Got it, got it. He got that. Ray Stevens first recorded this song in 1969. And 1970, Kristofferson put it in his own album. Johnny Cash released the most successful version of the song. Number one it was in 2011. I love this version. Crank this up, Kelly. 28 past the hour.
That didn't hurt. And the beer I had for breakfast.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Here is your healthcare update with America's healthcare advocate, Kerry Hall.
Does exercise really help keep you young as you get older? I'll be back to tell you more. A sedentary lifestyle isn't good for anyone, but particularly should be avoided as we age. Although some age-related muscle loss may be inevitable, much of the decline in muscle tissue is blamed on aging that is really due to inactivity. So if you're a couch potato, here's what happens. Muscle mass diminishes, the metabolism can change drastically, causing obesity, impaired glucose tolerance, changes in the body's ability to regulate temperature, and weakened bones, thereby increasing risk from falls and injury. How many older folks do you know that have fallen and injured themselves? Well, all that can be avoided if you simply exercise. Exercise can make a huge difference. The person who stays physically fit will not only look good and feel good, their skin, tissue, organs, and bones will all have the components of youth. So yes, you can reverse the aging process, or at least slow it down, through exercise.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Kiyosaki, Rogers, and Schiff all concur there's an economic calamity that'll be facing this country. My question to you is, do you know when and are you prepared? Most people don't, but my friends over at Republic Monetary Exchange have been leading experts in precious metals to help you offset the coming economic collapse. Right now, for a limited time, they have a free book called The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. You simply need to give them a call at 888-772-2929 to get that in your hands. Do not allow the insiders to do what they did to you in 2008, putting your IRAs, 401ks, and savings in jeopardy. You need this book, and you need it now. The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. Call 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. There's a reason that the largest investment banking company in the world, JP Morgan, just purchased another 50 million ounces of silver. This free book will explain it. 888-772-2929.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
About the DJB experience, the show isn't really a show because show implies you can see, you can hear, you can imagine, you can think about what it is that we look like and how we're acting or reacting to things that are going on in the world to help you understand from our point of view, because they're all different perspectives. You've got yours, we have ours. Ours is different from each other. And I say ours, I mean Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen, your thoughts. Jennifer is under the weather a bit, so we move into the next phase of our conversation. How many of you have settled in to the understanding of school days and everybody back on a schedule? Work is different now. We're in the fall. It's October. Good Lord, what in the world? I thought it was interesting. There's a high school in Wisconsin that has mandated that any student who wanted to wear a dress at the homecoming dance has to submit a picture of themselves wearing whatever it is they're going to wear, because if they don't, they won't be let in. They have to have approval in advance of what they're wearing. So let's go back, ladies, to you
so
going
obnoxious
to the homecoming dance. What did you wear when you went to homecoming dance, Victoria? Do you remember?
We didn't have homecoming. We didn't have homecoming at my... I went to an all-girls school, and we didn't even have a prom. So we didn't really have anything like that, and we didn't have a dress code. So I'm going to be a bad example of this, but I certainly have friends who went to homecoming at their schools, and I think that... I think they probably wore something, you know, less formal than the prom, but, you know, you want to be dressed up, and it's a fun homecoming weekend, and it's a fun formal event. Kara probably had that at her high school, right?
Yeah, so my senior year, I actually wore a long dress, which I feel like is not super typical. The other, in junior year, I think we had two, and I wore a short dress, so it was probably, like, mid-thigh, and it wasn't super low-cut, but, you know, it's like, form-fitting. And the problem that I have with this is I feel like with dress codes, girls fall victim to this all the time, where they don't really get that much of a choice in what they get to wear. You know, like, you can buy what the store has to offer. So unless your mom sews you something and you mm-hmm. look like you're Mormon or something for your homecoming, you go to the store and it's already hard enough. You want to look good. You want to buy something that looks nice on you, and you want to buy something that fits your budget, which a lot of that stuff can be really expensive. It's like, at the end of the day, you don't have that many options, and then you also have a dress code where you have to submit something where some random adult can decide whether you're appropriate or not.
What I want to know is whether or not this requirement fits boys. It says students, but yet I don't see anything about boys. I just see a lot of stuff about girls.
I guess they are trying to not have girls wear slutty dresses or something. I don't know. But, you know, it's funny. Kara's right. Whatever you are at the behest of whatever the designers put in the stores. My cousins, I have four cousins who are in high school, and they all just went to, you know, in the spring, they all went to their junior prom and senior prom. And, the dresses are pretty. I felt old. The dresses are kind of scandalous looking. They really are. Like,
does anybody have a mother or an aunt or a grandmother or anybody in the family? Does anybody know anybody who actually sews on a sewing machine anymore? Who's got a sewing machine at home?
My grandmother did all the time when I was growing up. She sewed all of our outfits. My cousins and my sisters and my mom and I used to have...
Do they even sell sewing machines anymore? Can you find one anywhere?
I'm sure that they do at sewing stores.
A friend of mine makes cushions and stuff. She's really into it, but she doesn't make clothes.
Yeah, we used to all have little matching outfits, which is kind of embarrassing, but also kind of cute when you look back at pictures of us now.
This school has said that the reason they're doing this is because they want to have everybody sort of, they don't want to worry about body shaming, being discriminatory toward female patients.
But this already feels kind of like a version of that to me.
Yeah.
And as someone who is tall and had, you know, a large-ish chest when I was in high school, I felt this all the time because I have long legs, and so they would have a requirement like, oh, your shorts have to go down to your knee or your skirt has to go down to your knee. Well, here's the deal. My legs are really long, so most of the shorts that they sold in stores didn't go down that long. But if you were a short girl and you wore the same shorts, then it was okay because not as much of your leg was showing. Or you weren't supposed to wear spaghetti straps, which is stupid to me.
That's dumb.
But it's a really skinny strap on a shirt. So I don't know. You can't see someone's shoulders. But it's like, as long as you didn't have a big chest, then it was fine. But if you did, you couldn't wear the same thing. So it's, I don't know, just the way that they enforce it. And obviously you can tell that I have a lot of personal experience with this.
Well,
but I just think that, you know, the way they enforce it is totally ridiculous. And
One of the students wrote on Facebook, the fact that we had to send a photo of ourselves in our dresses before we could purchase a ticket to the dance was unneeded and uncomfortable. Sending a front and back photo is invalidating privacy and actually kind of embarrassing. It's really just a practical process that was put in place to benefit students, said the superintendent, as opposed to dealing with them at the door of the dance, sending some people home to change.
But what are they afraid of? I mean, is this, it seems like, what are they going to turn someone away for?
The parents on this. That's my question. You're letting your children go out of the house in some questionable outfit? Or is it just that one to one person, a questionable outfit may not be a questionable outfit to another person?
I guess.
But, you know, if they want to have a rule where they just want everyone to look really nice, then they should have pictures of boys and girls. Because I understand that suits are expensive, but, like, let's be real, boys in suits in high school don't really look all that great because they're borrowing their dad's suit and it's super baggy on their shoulders.
They look silly.
Pants are too big. You know, they don't look great either. So I just, you know, okay, if you want to have that.
And if a boy looks too good in a suit in high school, then don't date him.
I'm just remembering
because he's going to be dating someone else of the same sex.
The senior prom and what I wore, I don't even remember what I wore. I wore something, a suit of some sort. But I don't remember that it was. I don't even remember what some of the girls wore. But then I don't remember that kind of stuff. I remember. All I remember is a fight after the prom from some
Italian
kids fighting over. I know the guys from the south side of town, they were always fighting about something.
Did you go to high school in West Side Story?
What? Seriously? Were you a shark or a jet?
I know, right?
We see, this is the thing that we still are dealing with in our town today. We have a town that's separated by a major highway, the north side of town and the south side of town. I happen to go to school on the south side of town because we had, at that time, they were building a second school for the Northsiders, but it wasn't finished yet, so all of us went to the same school. And we were all, you know, the south side schools were never as good as the north side schools because that's where all the Puerto Ricans lived and the Italians and all of the groups that had been in Framingham for a long time. And they were the workers. This is how the town was separated and still is to a point. And then the other side of town were the people who owned businesses and, you know, you get the drift of what it was. And so there's always this jealousy and there still is today. So, but I remember when these guys used to fight about cars, they'd fight about girls, they'd fight about anything. It was just always, there was Friday afternoon, after school, you could always figure there's going to be a big fight. And it became, you know, they should have sold tickets to it. That's reality of what happened. I didn't pay attention. I got on my bike and rode home and went to work on the farm. But I always knew that there were stories. As a matter of fact, some people used to ask me why I never came to the Friday afternoon fights.
Oh, God.
Ay, ay, ay. So let me just go back to the school. And what sort of floats through my mind as I see things like this, the students are rebelling against it. The students don't like it. There's dissent here. And I wonder if this isn't an opportunity for a school like that, or the school where your children go, or a college, or whatever it is, for you to encourage the exploration of disobedience. I believe there is a duty that we have as Americans. You all know that I'm kind of an anarchist at heart. I don't like government. I don't like politicians. I don't like authority, frankly. I just think that we need to be able to figure out what life is about for ourselves. Unfortunately, because when you see things like what happened in Las Vegas, you got to, okay, so we need order in society. We need people to try to keep order, that sort of thing. But then there are things that come up like this. I think it's a perfect, very teachable moment, frankly, for these kids in the school.
Yeah,
and I'm
going to
bet that there are a lot of schools that are doing the same sort of thing.
Oh, yeah, they definitely are. They should all, either all the girls should all show up with dresses that are too short, or the guys should show up in dresses.
Yeah.
I've seen that before,
yeah.
where they've criticized, you know, the lengths of girls' skirts, and so a bunch of guys have shown up in it.
Either of you in high school, did you read Thoreau's Duty of Civil Disobedience?
I did not.
No.
Okay.
So I read Thoreau, but not that, no.
Yeah. The Duty of Civil Disobedience was one of his great treatises. I remember reading it when I was in college, and it's always stuck with me. I don't know whether it was that. Because I went to a very quiet, peaceful Midwestern school. But I've always been one of those high. It's instinctive. It's probably not what you get in school. With me, it's instinctive. I'm a questioner. I'm a guy who stirs the pot. And so when I see things that are wrong, I want to. It sounds like a Kennedy speech. I want to write them. And there's so much wrong now. And it just isn't on the top at, you know, when you examine the international or national political scene. It just trickles down all the way to things like this. There's authority. So the teachers say, you know, sometimes to kids, you have to do this because you have to do it. Remember your mother said to you when you say, why do I have to do this, Mom? Because I said so. And, you know, there's an acceptance of that that's due to respect of what your parents are about. But then when people throw rules in that don't make any sense, then it's your time to, it's your responsibility to make a change. And that's what high school and college ought to be about. Thinking for yourself. Make change happen. Like, again, I used that was a precursor to this discussion, the discussion about the dresses and stuff. But there is a certain demand. Thoreau theorizes there is a certain demand and requirement and duty as an American to disobey. And that's, after all, where we came from. we disobeyed the leaders of England to the point where we got on a bunch of ships and came over here.
Right.
And authority, when not checked, always gets out of control. And mm-hmm. you can see example on top of example on top of example of that going on in our society right now. People that just go along to get along, and that's why we have the kerfluffle that we have.
This report is brought to you by Facebook. Fall is here, and as the weather changes, so do the things we need around the house. Facebook's Marketplace can help you declutter from summer and get ready for fall. You can get rid of beach blankets, camping equipment, and old bikes, and find everything you need for the season, like sports gear, warm clothing, and Halloween decorations and costumes. It's all on Facebook's Marketplace. Deb Liu is Vice President of Facebook's Marketplace.
It's easy to declutter your home and earn cash for things you're not using right on Facebook Marketplace. Halloween is right around the corner, so save time and money by buying costumes in Marketplace. And you can even sell your old costumes from last year to pay for candy. It's also the start of a new sports season, so you can easily sell your old equipment and find new, gently used sporting goods on Marketplace. So whether you're trying to get rid of summer items or gearing up for fall, Marketplace is here to help.
For more information, visit Facebook.com or open the Facebook app and look for the Marketplace icon.
GEICO presents a voicemail from your friend, Windstorm.
Oh, hey, how's it going? It's me, Windstorm. Anywho, just wanted to check up, see if you had a good weekend. Oh, and by the way, I accidentally smashed all your patio furniture into your house and I can't pay for the damage. But mostly, I just wanted to check up, say hello, and hope you had a great weekend. Later, Gator.
Windstorms never pay for wind damage. Luckily, one call to the GEICO Insurance Agency makes it easy to switch and save on homeowners insurance.
This is your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by ASUS.
With all the new devices on the market, like the new iPhones, the Samsung Galaxy Note family, and so on, perhaps you're thinking of recycling your old device. Why not make some cash in the process as well? And that's where Eco ATM comes in. It's a network of automated kiosks that lets you recycle unwanted electronics and earn cash. We're joined by Chase Freeman, Public Relations Manager for Eco ATM.
Eco ATM operates more than 2,700 kiosks, with more continuing to roll out. Kiosks are conveniently located in malls, large retailers, and grocery stores. Go online to ecoatm.com/locator to find their nearest location. Consumers simply bring that unused device to the kiosk. They answer just a few quick questions about the device, and then they receive their payment.
To find your closest kiosk, head over to ecoatm.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by ASUS.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Dennis Doda. When you think of a wrist injury, a fracture or break probably comes to mind. But many wrist injuries are actually to the ligaments, the ropes that connect bones to each other. Researchers are using 4D CT scanners to study these injuries.
We're scanning the wrist in real time. And so that allows us to look at how the bones are moving and try and analyze where, in fact, the ligament injury is happening.
Research team member Dr. Sanj Kakkar says it's hoped this work will lead to improvements in repairing the problem as well. Right now, the most common treatment is tendon reconstruction, using pins in the wrist that can leave the site immobilized for months.
So now what we're doing is actually putting what you would maybe think of it like a shoelace and putting it in there to give you extra strength to these ligament reconstructions.
And stronger reconstructions mean patients can start moving sooner. For more information, talk with your healthcare provider or visit mayoclinic.org.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars. and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-610-7740. That's 800-610-7740. 800-610-7740.
Three past the hour, time for our visit with Tom Kreitler from the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Program, who's written the book, My Home, My Money Pits. Tom and Leslie Segretti host this program, heard every weekend by millions of people around the country, podcasts galore, you name it, they've got the information. It's fall, time for home improvement. I'm going to talk to Tom about some of the ideas that people traditionally have, the fall things that are set aside, this spring improvement and this winter improvement and this summer improvement. So let's talk about fall home improvement. What can you do to make your house better as we move into the winter time? Up next here.
If the measure of a car was how many people it turned into people who love cars, the Subaru Outback would be worth its weight in gold, thanks largely to its symmetrical all-wheel drive. Unlike other systems that wait for a wheel to slip, it powers all four wheels all the time, all while with better fuel economy than midsize SUVs. And the fact that the Outback is made in a zero landfill plant doesn't hurt either. It's a car that is truly built to be loved. Love, it's what makes a Subaru.
GEICO presents a voicemail from your friend, Windstorm.
Oh, hey, how's it going? It's me, Windstorm. Anywho, just wanted to check up, see if you had a good weekend. Oh, and by the way, I accidentally smashed all your patio furniture into your house, and I can't pay for the damage. But mostly, I just wanted to check up, say hello, and hope you had a great weekend. Later, Gator.
Windstorms never pay for wind damage. Luckily, one call to the GEICO Insurance Agency makes it easy to switch and save on homeowners insurance.
All right, so Tom Kreitler, what about fall home improvement? I see a lot of people doing kitchen work.
Well, it's the Goldilocks season, Doug. It's the Goldilocks season. It's not too hot. It's not too cold.
Right?
Yeah. I mean, think about it. Right? It's the perfect. It's just right for whether you're working inside your house outside your house. I mean, we're focused on the change of season, so we're thinking ahead to the holidays. That's usually a driver for kitchen improvements, to your point. Also, as the temperatures start to drive, for some reason, we never think about making our homes more energy efficient in the summer, and they're just as leaky, you know, in the air conditioning season as they are in the winter. But now that you're moving into the winter, we're starting to think about insulation and weather stripping and new windows and doors and the like. So very busy time of the year for home improvement.
All right. So is there a project that you think is most typical? I'm looking at some these dream kitchens. People do a lot of kitchen renovation, or is that something that happens any time of the year?
Well, it happens any time of the year. People are thinking a lot about it now, but you know, you don't have to do like the dream kitchen makeover. Sure, if you got like $100,000 to drop into a kitchen, good luck. But I mean, there's a lot of things that you can do in your kitchen to step it up without spending a lot of money. I mean, you could think about updating the lighting. You know, there's a lot of opportunities in lighting today where you could divide the lighting between ceiling lighting and task lighting and under cabinet lighting. You can paint. You can replace countertops. You can replace faucets. Something very simple you could do is simply replace all of the hardware on your kitchen cabinets. You know, that's kind of like the jewelry of the kitchen. Just doing something simple like that can really spruce it up. So you can leave the most expensive parts of the structure in place, like the cabinets, and then really think about sort of stepping up some of the other areas around it. The flooring. So many opportunities in flooring today. You know, it used to be you had some fairly limited choice, but now with all the varieties of pre-finished floors that can look like brand new or very old distressed looks, they come in wood, they come in vinyl, and they go down very easily. A lot of do-it-yourself projects and products in flooring today. Lots of things you can do that kitchen to really dress it up without spending a lot of money.
All right, what about energy-saving strategies for this time of year?
Most of us don't have enough insulation, and that's because those standards change all the time. So if you were to take a look up in your attic, and if you lived anywhere where you get a decent winter, you really ought to have 15 to 20 inches of fiberglass, or do what I did is add spray foam insulation. I've never been happier since we added the spray foam because it both seals out the drafts and it insulates at the same time. But you can never go wrong by adding some additional insulation to your attic as well.
Yeah, all right, time of year for
loss.
That.
That's what the heat loss is.
On your website, moneypit.com, a weekend warrior sweepstakes. What the heck is that all about?
Yeah, very exciting. We just launched that yesterday, as a matter of fact. We've got a brand new sweepstakes partnered up with the Home Depot. We've got 40 prizes worth over $4,500, and they're all tools. So if you love tools, enter the Money Pit's Weekend Warrior Sweepstakes. You can win a Milwaukee beautiful tool chest. You can win all sorts of workbenches and drills and sanders. It's real cool stuff. All online at moneypit.com. The Weekend Warrior Sweepstakes. Enter once a day. And if you share your entry with your friends, you get 5 bonus entries every time you do just that.
How about that for cool? Tom Kreidler, moneypit.com. There's the place to enter the sweepstakes. 59 past the hour.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.